In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, said our Lord Jesus to his disciples. And today we hear him say in the crowd, somebody has touched me, for I perceive that power has gone out from me. The King James Version uses the word virtue, that virtue has gone out, but the Greek word is dynamis, power, as it is expressed in the New King James Version. And we read in 1 Corinthians that Jesus Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. In context, St. Paul says, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. In today's gospel, Christ, the power of God and the Lord of all, shared that power with a woman in need, a face in the crowd, and with that same power of divine strength raised up Jairus' daughter. Saint Theophylact of Bulgaria, the great scripture commentator of the 10th, 11th century, commenting on this passage, said that the prophets of the Old Testament did not have power that went out from them. Instead, they worked miracles by the grace of God. He said, but Jesus is the source of every good thing and the source of all power. And he indeed has power that goes out from him, from his very nature, from his very being. And brothers and sisters, he shares that power with us and with an individual in need as just one of many in the crowd. And what brought that power to her? She reached out to Christ and touched the hem of his garment. And as St. Theophylact noted, when the Lord said, who touched me? He was really asking, who touched me with faith? Not simply, whose hand touched me, but who touched me with faith? He felt the faith of that person reaching out to him. And the woman's willingness to reach out and to reach out in faith set her apart from the crowd and made her distinct in the Lord's eyes. And the Lord responded to her. And brothers and sisters, so it is with you and I. We too have access to that power from him who has all power, both in heaven and in earth. St. Theophylact concludes, when the human soul touches the clothing of Jesus, when it touches his incarnation, believing that the Son of God took on human flesh, then the soul is healed. Christ's power is not a knock-you-over power. It doesn't stun you or excite you in a strange manner. It's more like, as you may have experienced with the robe of St. John on you last week, that sense of peace and of warmth and of comfort and of reassurance. It's a touch of gentle healing, available to all who reach out in faith. Every communion is a reaching out in faith. And in fact, one of our pre-communion prayers refers to the woman who touches the hem of the Lord's garment and is healed. We have something greater. We get to receive and take Christ within us, not simply to touch the outside of his clothing. Every communion is a reaching out in faith. Every Jesus prayer is a reaching out in faith. Every act of kindness to someone is a reaching out in faith. But today, more and more people, rather than reaching out, are turning their back on Christ especially young people, according to a recent survey. Of course, more and more people are being raised without the opportunity to know Christ, to know the true Christ, or to even know where to look. I may be preaching to the choir, as they say, but maybe the choir hasn't read its Bible lately either. I challenge our young people and all of us to go back and read the Gospels, specifically the Gospel of John again, just that one, if no other. Go and read. The Gospel of John has it all. All that we need to know about the Lord we can find in the Gospel of John. There you will read that he is the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. And if there is any light in us, it is indeed the light of Christ. Our Holy Father, St. Justin Popovich, a Serbian saint of our time, said the following. He said, "The saving and life-giving power of the Church of Christ lies in the eternally alive and ever-present person of the God-man, Jesus Christ." The power of the Church is the power of Christ. He says, any attempt to replace the God-man, Jesus, with a man, or to choose only those elements of Christianity which satisfy one's personal taste or one's individual understanding, changes Christianity into a superficial and weak humanism. If we choose to only take those parts of the faith we want to understand or try to understand, or if we choose to pick and choose according to our personal opinions and tastes, it won't be the faith of Christ. It'll be just some other expression of human religion. He says, everything under the sun is old except for the personality of the God-man Jesus Christ. He is the only being that is new. He is eternally new. And this is what makes the New Testament new and the truth of the gospel always new and eternal. And he cites St. John of Damascus, who, writing in the 8th century, his classic document of the exposition of the Orthodox faith, the first total doctrinal statement of the Christian faith, St. John said, "And being perfect God, he becomes perfect man, and thus occurs the newest event of all that is new, the only new thing under the sun." Christ is the only new thing under the sun. There is today an increasingly strident, accusing voice that wants to accuse the faith of its shortcomings and failures and exaggerate them and condemn the faith. And such will demand, in light of the latest natural disaster, storm in the Northeast, they'll say, "Where was God? Where was God in the hurricane?" Of course, it's asked by people who normally don't much care where God is in their own lives. And we believers would agree that it's a terrible thing that's happened. And on the surface, it appears to be cruel, cold-blooded nature at work, bringing chaos and misery. And we might be tempted ourselves to ask, "Where was God in the storm?" But if we listen closely, later on it will come out and we will hear of the stories of faith and of the spiritual power of God quietly active below the surface of events, stories of miraculous life-saving and of mysterious loss of life in parallel. One was taken, the other was saved. And with natural explanations at a loss to explain how things unfolded. And also, whether we like it or not, or whether we agree with it or not, the broad stroke of God's pen is active in nature, calling people to reflection and repentance and to less self-reliance. And some will get that message through the storm. That's how St. John Chrysostom understood it. When there was an earthquake in Constantinople, as presented in a recent bulletin. And that's how we view it. That's how we view it. Even though the worldly, the secularist, will howl and sputter disdain at our foolish notions of faith as a stumbling block and folly, those who never want God in the picture, in any picture, especially in a crisis being an opportunity in which modern enlightened man gets to prove again that he can take care of himself without divine intervention. But I am sure all the churches are busy helping people up there, regardless of their creed, regardless of their faith. And there will be forthcoming stories of human kindness and great heroism, and also of human depravity and shamelessness in taking advantage of the situation. A chance indeed for human beings to show again who they really are. Indeed, a true test of the human spirit, to see by which power people live. Brothers and sisters, may our spirits choose to be uplifted by the Holy Spirit, living by the gentle but sure power of Christ in our lives. Concluding with a blessing from the third chapter of Ephesians, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, unto ages of ages. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.